Good afternoon sa inyong lahat. I am Dean. I'm one of the campus missionaries here. And right now, we are in our last week of Challenge Accepted. But let me invite everyone to stand up with me and let's read the word. Punta tayo Philippians chapter 4. We stand as we read the word of God in reverence to His word, in respect to His holy word that we'd be talking about, so that you would continue to know more about God and what He has in store for us. So this is a bit long, Philippians 4. Verses 10 to 19, but follow me as I read through this. Sabi dito, I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Verse 11, not that I am speaking of being in need. Hindi naman daw sa nagre-reklamo siya o na nagpaparinig siya, na nangangailangan siya. But for I have learned in whatever situation, I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. And ito, favorite verse nyo to. Basahin natin, sabay-sabay. 1, 2, 3, go. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Let's continue on, verses 14 to 19. Yet it was kind of you to share my trouble. And you Philippians yourselves know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving, except you only. Even in Thessalonica, you sent me help for my needs once and again. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit. I have received full payment and more. I am well supplied, having received from Epaphroditus to that person the gifts you sent. A fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. In verse 19, basahin natin lahat. 1, 2, 3, go. And my God will supply every need of yours according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Let's all bow down and let's pray before we continue. Father, thank you for your word. We pray that you would open our hearts and minds so that we would find joy in a situation of lack or in time of need. That rather than looking at other things or looking on things, Lord, that would maybe satisfy us, Lord, direct our eyes towards you. We pray that that your word be upon us, that when we go out of this place, you would continue to trust you and find joy in knowing you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's all take our seats. Just a quick background in what we've been reading. Philippians chapter 4, and for the whole series, Philippians yung pinag-uusapan natin. Again and again, we say and we mention to you that this is a letter of Paul during in his time in prison at Rome, a letter to encourage and to thank and to share the joy with the Philippians, people in Philippi, the Church of Philippi. Because the Church of Philippi, sabi nga kanina in the following verses that we've read, they were one of the churches who were supporting Paul. Or ibig sabihin, who was sending Paul to go out? Ibig sabihin si Paul, he was doing what he does, what he's doing in preaching the gospel, making disciples, planting churches, and to do that full time, he needed people to finance his needs. And this is one church that gives to him in financial gift so that he would continue on, mabuhay siya, may pangkain siya habang nagpipreach siya ng gospel. And that's what they're doing, giving him financial aid as he preaches and plant churches. So at this very moment when he was in prison, now he's encouraging. Imagine mo, nasa kulungan. Pero he's the very person encouraging the people who are free from slavery to continually be joyful, be strengthened, be joyful in whether napapansin yung efforts mo or hindi, or even in times of challenges in life, you can be joyful. And even at this very moment, makikita naman natin, kay Paul, in him, he admitted, okay, na nangangailangan siya. And this, in the verses earlier that we've read, verse 11, di ba? Now that I'm speaking of being in need, sinasabi niya doon, admitted siya, may need siya at that very moment. That's why he was very thankful that Philippians has sent aid to him, has sent finance or gifts to him. And ever had that time or remember nung nangailangan ka, okay? Katulad ni Paul. Most of us, okay, or if not all of us, probably most of us has experienced times in being in need, being in lack, okay? Sample na lang, pamasahe, di ba? Sino one time ganun, nagkulang ng pamasahe, okay? Yung nagulungan ka ng piso, di ba? Sakit na, no? nasa kaya pag sasakay kang jeep sa dulo, tapos babayad ka, bayad po, oh, tapos biglang tutulog ka na. Kanino to? Tapos di ka na pumapara, tatalon ka na lang para di nila mahalan. Kasi you're in time of need, okay? You're in need. Probably in a sense of sa pamasahe, sa baon. Pero kung minsan nangyayari yan pag, for tuition fee. Sino sa inyo dito, masayang-masaya ka, naka-enroll ka this second semester, di ba? Thank you, Lord. Okay, ayos yun, no? Pero before that, probably to some of us, di ba, nang problema ka. You were in a time of need. Paano ko makakapag-enroll? But also in a time of need, probably mas matindi pa, no? Yung dadating ka sa ref nyo, walang laman. Okay. Pagtingin mo sa mesa nyo, wala na din. Yung pala, wala ng pangkain yung pamilya ninyo. Grabe na yun, no? To a point na wala na talaga kayong makain. Because whether small as parang pamasahe, o up to a point na wala na kayong makain, we might have experienced different settings of being in need. Tama? You might have experienced that. Pero to some of us, na mga RK, alam niyo yun? Rich kid? Yan, mga rich kid? Okay, probably you grew up. There's nothing wrong about that. Maybe you've grew up in a well-provided family and that's good. That's a blessing from God. Pero to some, they might probably have a fear of losing something. Or probably yung meron sila lahat ngayon, pero paano pag one day wala na? Or probably you have good things today, you're well-provided, or hindi sa point na mawala na, pero you're feeling na parang kulang pa to. Kulang pa siya. Kulang pa yung meron ako ngayon. I want more. We all have problems like this. We have a problem that we think what we have is probably less than enough. Yes, it's enough, but I want more. Or probably you have more than enough, but you're thinking, paano pag nawala lahat ng to? That's a time of need. And even in times of need, diba, in the same way Paul was in need at this very moment, he admitted that he was in need. What was his response? The response was joy even at that time of need. Is it really possible for us to experience a real joy even though we have different things, okay, we have different lacks or different challenges na bakit kulang, bakit wala, bakit siya meron, bakit ako wala? Is there any joy in that? Can I truly experience joy in times of need? Can we truly experience joy even in these times na wala, kulang, or meron naman, pero bakit parang hindi to enough? And I hope that as we read through the verses and see what God has to say about this, yung hindi na tayo madadating to a point na kailangan ko pa or meron naman ako pero parang kulang to. But we continue to appreciate that what Christ has given to us would be enough and we continue to go on and honor Him in our lives with what we have in Him. And how can we truly have joy in times of need? Let's read verse 10 now. Verse 10, I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. Probably for a time, hindi sila nakapagbigay kay Paul due to some circumstances. Probably na siguro dahil nasa kulungan siya or it's not really mentioned. Pero for a certain period of time, hindi sila nakapagbigay ng suporta kay Paul. But now Paul is now grateful that they have sent again. Okay, they have sent some gifts again. Pero I believe when Paul received the gifts, he was not thankful about the gifts in itself or hindi dahil sobrang saya na ng buhay niya, kumpleto na yung buhay niya dahil may mga padala sa kanya. In fact, kung yun yung sinabi, I rejoice greatly in the gifts. But the one thing that he shared at this very verse is that I rejoiced in the Lord. Let's have something in let's look at to what we have something in common with Paul right now. Yes, we have a need. Probably to some of you don't have because you're an RK. Okay? I don't know what your needs are, pero if you have a need, then that's common between you and Paul. But also, who among you here, you know that you have surrendered your life to Jesus? Then that's something common with you and Paul as well. Because whether in times of need, and even in times of need, the common thing that you have with Paul is having a need and also you have Christ. The good thing about that is even in the time of need, in time of lack, you can have joy because you are in Christ. Okay? Everything boils down to that. Kung di nyo napapansin, for the whole 4 weeks, eto lang yung preaching. Being in Christ. You are joyful because you are in Christ. And how would you become joyful in different situations knowing that you are in Christ? That's what we're going to be talking about more in the following verses. But I want you to understand still, okay? For the fourth time maybe, for the 4 weeks that we've been talking about this series, that you would be able to accept the challenge to face life because you know you have Christ in you. Having Christ is you is meaning you have everything because Christ is everything. You have everything that you need. You can rejoice greatly because you are in Christ. But the good thing about this is when you are in Christ, you're off from a great start. Okay? You're off from a great start. You are in Christ. Now let's continue. Talking about being in Christ, how can we experience and how can we set our eyes on Him and have joy even in the midst of lack? Let's go through verses 11 and 12. What does it mean to be in lack yet being in Christ? Being in Christ yet being in lack is this. When what happened to Paul, now that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation. Ano sabi? In whatever situation. Kahit ano daw. I am to be content. I know how to be brought low. He said that alam niya kung paano maghirap. I know how to abound. Maging masagana. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. And imagine si Paul was even famous before because he was a religious leader, a Pharisee, knowing everything, memorized the whole first five books of the Bible. Memorized niya yun. And imagine that, and in that very time, sikat yan, okay, high person yan, high being yan, okay, higher being yan, kasi grabe, okay, alam niya lahat, Bible scholar yan, and not only that at that point, pero he also came to a low point when he accepted Christ, and now he's being persecuted, binugbog, papatayin, ngayon nakakulong. But the good thing is this, when he said he was in Christ, and it's possible to have joy in Christ. How? By having contentment in Christ at the very first. Contento ka that you are in Christ. Paul experienced ups and downs, best and even worst of his life. And now, yes, he is in Christ, contented, he has joy. What does the word contentment mean? In Greek, it means autarkos. Sabihin nyo, autarkos. Hindi ko alam kung ganun yung pagkakasabi. Loko lang kayo. Sabi ko nga sa'yo, hindi ako marunong mag-Greek. Pero in the original text, when this was written, it means being satisfied, sufficient for oneself. No need for support or independent on external circumstances. Independent of what's happening outside. So that's what contentment means. Interestingly, in the Bible, this was only mentioned in Book of Philippians. Being content in that very moment. And be in every moment, because outside of all the circumstances, you do not need anything. And even in the current dictionaries that we have, yung sabi doon, di ba? Contentment. The state of being content. Oh, mind blown. Okay, yung pala yun. Diba, minsan ganun yung dictionary, no? Excitement, the state of being excited. Oh, yun pala yun. Grabe, hindi ko alam yun ah. Okay, pwede na ako maging Webster. Pwede ka na gumawa ng sarili mong dictionary. Okay. Pero yung mas maganda kasi susunod doon. Okay. Contentment in the dictionary means not needing more. Wow. Outside, external, or independent of external circumstances, not needing more. To Paul, it's him as if he's saying, I don't need anything at all. The gifts are good. And I thank you for God because God has sent that to me through your life. Not that he's being arrogant na hindi niya kailangan yun. In fact, sinabi niya naman, oo, kailangan ko to, kaya maraming salamat. Nang galing to sa inyo, pero galing din to sa Panginoon. That's why he rejoiced greatly in the Lord. And then now, it's him saying, okay, when you go back to verses 11 to 12, go back to that verse. And makita mo dyan, di ba, sabi niya, in whatever situation, I am to be content. Ibig sabihin, kahit wala na. Even if there's nothing more, I am content. I don't need anything anymore because I have all that I need. I have Jesus Christ in my life. Have you uttered those words in your life already? Na parang sinasabi mo, kahit wala na silang lahat at kahit siya pa, okay lang. I have everything that I need because I have everything in Christ. Christ is everything and Christ is all that I need. Since I have Him, I am contented. And I hope and my prayer is this, that this would be your prayer as well. This would be your attitude as well, that even in times of need, you know that you don't need anything anymore because you know that you got everything that you need in Jesus Christ. It means that your status or our status as followers of Jesus Christ is not dependent on material things that we have here on earth. We'll never be dependent on anything that we might have on earth. It's not, I'm not saying that it's bad to have material things here on earth. But what if, di ba sometimes we want things in this life, right? But why do we want it? For example, why do you want an iPhone 7? Why do you want an iPhone 7? Do you need it? I need it because I want headsets na walang wire eh. When I walk, people don't see wire. Tapos sila may wire. Why? Wow, why are you like that? You're so weird, may wire. Okay? This is the new technology. Okay? Do you need it? Or do you need significance? Because pag ikaw lang yung may headset na walang wire, ikaw yung sikat. Alam mo yun. Ako lang yung latest ang phone. Kayo, Nokia pa. Sikat ka kagad. Sometimes, why do we want Jordans? Okay? Sino mahilig sa sapatos, di ba? Why do you want Jordans? Meron ako dyan. Ayan, no? Akin yan, lahat. Picture na ngayon sa bahay. Okay, akin yung picture na yan. Hindi yung mga sapatos. Why do you want Jordans, okay? Do you need it? O pwede namang ano lang, di ba? Advan, ganun. Yung mga sapatos dyan sa... Di ba, pwede naman, kids, okay? Kids, minsan, okay? Bans! Okay, bans talaga yun, no? B-U-N-S. Pero ba't kailangan mo ng Jordans? Do you need it? Or you want to be accepted by others? You see, well, sometimes we only want things because we want to be accepted by others. Pag suot ko to, mas cool ako, okay, mas kaibigan ako ng mga yan. Tara, sali ka na sa Jordan Club. May ganun ba? Ano siguro, no? Okay, so... Why do you need more baon? Okay? Okay, ba't kailangan mo? Talaga bang kailangan mo pa ng 5 butas kung may 1,000 ka naman araw-araw? Hindi, ganyan katindi yung baon niya, di ba? Do you really need more than what you have right now? Probably you have 100 pesos as baon every day, tapos sa Pasay ka pumapasok. Okay, malayo yun, okay? Hindi ka nakakain. Okay, maglalakad ka pa. Why do you need more baon? Probably... Do you need it? Or enough naman? Kailangan ko extra rice eh. Okay. Or do you want security? Hindi na ako mawaproblema kasi mas madami naman akong pera. In fact, malilibre ko pa yung iba kong kaklase, mas madami akong kaibigan. Pagka may kumakausap sa akin, ayoko sa kanya, bili ka, kausap. Ganun katindi, no? Sometimes we only need, listen, oftentimes the desire for wanting more or even having better possessions is really just a longing for an empty place, empty space inside your heart. Why do you want iPhone 7? Para mas sikat, mas accepted. Bakit kailangan kong mas madaming pera? Para secured na yung future. Bakit kailangan ko to? We want more than enough because we want temporary things to be placed in empty hearts that we have, empty spaces in our hearts that could never really fill the void. It's why we want and we are never contented. That's why we are never contented. If you want to be secured, you know what? You can be secured with basic needs if you are in Christ, di ba? Sino nagpapasalamat ka, nakakain ka? Diba? Chubby na nga eh. Joke lang. Ako yun, okay? Sino nagpapasalamat ka, 'di ba? May damit ka, nakakainom ka, may natutulugan ka, may bahay kayo. You can actually survive having that. God has given that to you. But always, the point of being grateful or being content is like this. When you have a pair of shoes, yung basihan mo dyan kung minsan, thank you Lord, may shoes ako. At least hindi ako laging nakachinelas. Diba? Pero kung may chinelas ka, yung basihan mo, mapagpasalamat ka, magiging kontento ka kasi maraming salamat Panginoon. May chinelas ako, hindi ako kailangang nakapaa pag naglalakad sa labas, sa kalsada. Minsan, kaya ka may paa, tingnan mo yung paa mo. You're being thankful kasi kung minsan, yung iba wala. Diba? And I hope you see that you can be contented with what you have today. Because what God has given you for right now is what's best for you also. What God wants for you to consider, to love, and to appreciate because this is what He has given to you. What you have right now might be more than what others don't have. Some doesn't have feet. You have feet. Hindi ka nga lang nakachinelas, nakasapatos ka pa. Are you not contented with that? And I hope when you see these things and you begin to see na Lord maraming salamat, I have more than others. It's not for you to compare or to be prideful about mas madami ako kesa sa inyo. But to be thankful na Lord, thank you that I have what I have because you have given this to me. And I hope you continue to be grateful and thankful and be secured because if you're only finding security, you can find it on having an iPhone 7 or having more friends. You can find it in Jesus Christ. What Christ has done for us on the cross has not only provided salvation of sins and forgiveness, it has provided for you an acceptance. That's why He died for you on the cross. Yes, you are a sinner, but I love you. That's what God says. If you're finding significance, you know how much significant and important are you that it took the blood of Jesus Christ to be shed so that He would be with you. That's how important you are. Money, or even earthly possessions would never matter compared to you. You have everything that you need in Christ. Be contented with that. And kahit pa kulang, it's okay. Whether in lack or abundance, we can be content and complete in Jesus. Continually appreciate what Christ has given for you. Let's continue on. Verses 12 and the second part of verse 12. To verse 13, in any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. That was verse 13. Okay, basahin nyo nga. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. What does that mean? The statement of contentment is actually followed by a statement of having Christ, of having strength that comes from Christ alone. Meaning, to be content in Christ is to have strength in Him. Therefore, there's strength in Christ. When you are contented in Christ, there is joy in there. And let the joy of the Lord be your strength. That's why the joy that you have in Christ is the joy that because you are contented with what you have and what God has provided for you today, even if it seems not enough, or even if it seems a little for you right now, but you know what? Having this and having in mind that you have Christ strengthens you. Having Christ in your life strengthens you. Hindi ba alam natin pagka nagkukulang tayo, di ba, o nag-aalala tayo, it drains strength out of us. O, tama ba? Okay, iba lang. Nakakawalang gana, di ba, pagka minsan sasabihin mo, eto na naman, after your service, uuwi naman ako maglalakad kasi walang pamasahe. School, papuntang bahay, lakad pa rin. Lakad na lang ng lakad. Nakakawalang gana na, nakakapagod na rin. Walang pamasahe. Nakakawalang gana gumawa ng project kasi tuwing hihingi akong pera, wala na daw. Huwag na lang ako mag-project. Ayoko na mag-aral, wala na pag-asa. Sometimes parang, eto na naman ba? Tuwing break ng klase, gutom na naman. Tuition fee. Pag tuition fee, hihingi ka, lagi na lang nag-aaway magulang ko. Nakakawalang gana, gusto ko na sumuko, ayoko na lang tumuloy. It drains strength out from us. Not only strength, it drains out hope out of you. You don't want to look forward anymore kasi ganito naman lagi. Alam ko na sa susunod na pasukan, hindi na naman ako makakapag-enroll. It drains strength out of us. When we go back to the verses, The verse doesn't mean, okay? Verse 13, balikan nyo yun, 12 and 13. The verses doesn't mean, or the verse that it's, that this says, yung favorite verse nyo, okay, na sinusulat nyo sa mga sapatos nyo kahit hindi curry yung sapatos nyo. Okay? I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. It's not really about, the statement does not mean you will have superhuman abilities. May nakita pa akong post on Facebook that time na parang pinipilosopo to na, I can fly, okay? So, kasi ito yung sabi ng verse, but I didn't fly. But it's not about that. It's not about doing magic tricks. Okay? It's not about having all those shots, okay? Kay Steph Curry, dahil naniniwala siya sa verse na yan. Kaya laging pasok yung score niya. Pasok yung score niya, you know? Siyempre, score yun, eh. Pasok yun, di ba? Yung tira niya, okay? It's not about having superhuman abilities, but it's knowing that having Christ as enough for you, it means contentment brings strength in you. Strength that would get you through all the challenges in your life. Meaning, hindi ito, ibig sabihin, hindi ito magic, but you know what? The power and the strength that you receive from Christ is always enough and sufficient for you to face the challenges you have today. To continue on pursuing the will and purpose of God in your life. It is enough to do and to face the challenges in your life. That's the strength. The strength that comes from God in knowing that having Christ is enough, knowing that you are connected to the unlimited source of strength, which is God, Jesus Christ, it gives us the security, and not only security, it gives us hope to look forward for the future. Hindi ba alam mo naman na naghihirap, mahirap na yung subject, di ba? Hindi ba kailangan mas galingan mo kasi you look forward, gagraduate din ako. Sino yung mga graduating dyan, di ba? Gagraduate din kayo. You look forward to that. You don't stop to a point na bagsak na yung quiz ko, nakakawalang gana naman yung buhay. But when you look forward to the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God for your life, you continue on with the strength, okay, na kahit bagsak ngayon, bukas hindi naman kailangan bagsak ulit. I could go on. And even if you think that what you have now is less than what you need, just go on. Knowing that Christ is in you, knowing that Christ will provide, Christ has a good, pleasing, and perfect will for you, it will be your strength and a joy knowing na hindi ako nag-iisa sa pinagdadaanan ko, hindi araw-araw maglalakad ako pa uwi. You know what happens now? It becomes a strength in us because verse 19 says, basahin natin, 1, 2, 3, go. And my God will supply every need of yours according to His riches in Christ Jesus. Riches to His glory in Christ Jesus. And talking about that, grabe, ibig sabihin, you don't have to, hindi naman kailangan araw-araw ka lang naglalakad. You can look forward to the day that you would be provided for. There is also provision in Christ. There is provision in Christ. You can be contented of having Christ in your life. He is everything that you need, and that would strengthen you to look forward to the provision that one day would come to you as well. Because human tendency tayo, pag araw-araw ka naglalakad, self-pity na lang to, habang buhay na ako maglalakad, pinanganak akong mahirap, mamamatay akong mahirap. Pag tinatanong ka, kamusta ka naman? Ito, sa awa ng Diyos, okay naman. Okay, gumagapang pa, susurvive pa. But you know what? The will of God for you is not just to survive and exist in this world. He wants you to experience Him, experience joy, and experience abundant provision that would come from Him. It may not exactly be a mansion for you, but God would provide for you a house that is excellent and best, good, pleasing, and perfect for you. So that you would look forward, you would know na ito man yung tinutulugan ko ngayon, sahig, one day hindi naman kailangan, araw-araw ng buhay ko, sahig lang ako matutulog. Alam ko, one day si Lord magpo-provide ng kama para sa pamilya namin. Hindi kailangan, araw-araw naglalakad ako. One day si Lord magpo-provide siya sa akin ng pamasahe. Hindi lang yun, naabot pa yun sa point na magpo-provide siya ng kotse sa akin, masasabay ko pa yung iba. And let that be the strength that whenever you look forward to the provision that God has for you, because that's what the verse says. Go back to the verse. According to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. How rich God is, He owns everything. Heaven and earth, He made it. Imagine the provision God has for you. You don't have to settle and drain out of energy and strength and hope with what you're facing today, you can always look forward to the good, pleasing, and perfect provision and will of God in your life in Christ Jesus. There is always provision in God. And when God provides, the Bible tells us that we can be hopeful even when you are enduring. That's hope when you are enduring in times of need. You can be hopeful that one day I would look forward, na Lord, you will provide for this. Because you are a loving Father, you would provide what we need, you know what we need. That's why we come to you in prayer and in trust and dependence that everything we need is you and everything that we need will come from you. That amidst all the challenges that you have right now, whatever we need on earth, He will supply that. You know what God provides from faith? Sino sa inyo dito minsan na nawawalan kayo ng faith, di ba? Okay lang yun, di ba? Because of challenges and problems, but God could provide for that. Ask Him for that. He would be your strength. Having Him is more than enough. But also to material possessions, God could provide. But there's a problem sometimes na bakit tinitignan natin yung meron yung iba. At some point, minsan tinitignan natin, di ba? At some point, tinitignan natin yung iba na bakit mas maganda yung meron siya kaysa sa akin? Ba't mas maganda yung phone niya? Ba't mas maganda yung gamit niya? Ba't mas maganda yung kahit anong meron siya kaysa sa akin? That's the human tendency that what we get, we don't get all what we want sometimes, but we tend to compare to others. But you know what? When God gives to us the best, the excellent. And we can always be thankful about that. When you go back to the pictures that we've seen earlier, okay, puntahan natin yun, yung mga paa. Yan. Saka yung, sige, apat. Yan. When we now go back to these things, okay, iba-iba talagang na-provide sila sa kanila, tama? Yung isa, walang paa. Pero yung isa, may paa, wala naman tsinelas. May paa, may tsinelas, yung isa may sapatos pa. That's the same way. When God provides for us, it would be different. Is it for us to grumble na, Lord, bakit may sapatos siya ako, wala? But Lord, yung buhay niya mas maganda sa akin, onti lang. But Lord, ba't yung provide mo sa family nila, lagi naman siya may tuition fee, okay sila. Ba't ako laging ganito? The good thing about the same thing probably, if we're going to compare all of these four, the good thing about this is when they all have Jesus Christ in them, they have more than enough. They have everything that they need. Kahit wala siyang paa, eh may Kristo naman sa buhay niya. Kahit pa nakasapatos yan, mayaman yan, kung walang Kristo sa buhay yan, patapon yung buhay niyan. Walang pupuntahan. But when you have Christ in you, okay, you have everything you need. When you have Christ in you, you have everything you need. Go back to the pictures I've shown you. In fact, itong picture na to na walang paa, atleta pa yan. What he has at that very moment was enough for him to face the challenges of his life and to have hope for tomorrow. What you have today, what God has provided for you today, it might not be enough as it may seem right now. It might not be as good as what others have right now. But it's actually good for you today. It's actually what's best for you today. So that you would continue to hold on to God and you would always have hope for tomorrow. That God would always provide. Kahit pa katulad nito, wala siyang paa. It's enough for him to become an athlete. Kahit wala ka ng mga bagay na iniisip mo, sana meron ka ngayon. It's okay. What you have today is enough so that you would face the challenges you have today and look forward for a greater tomorrow. God will provide. God is not yet done in your life. God is not yet done in your family. God is not yet done with your career. God is not yet done with your future. What you have today is enough and best, and that's what God wants you to have today so that you would continue to trust Him, look forward and be strengthened, look forward to the provision God has for you. Every single day. As I said a while ago, whether in lack or abundance, be content and complete in Christ. You are complete. what you have right now, you are already complete in Christ. Maniwala ka sa hindi. Even if you think what you have today might not be enough, you are already complete because when if you have Jesus Christ, you are complete. You have everything that you need. If Jesus Christ, as I've said a while ago, has provided for us salvation and forgiveness of sins, the greatest need of man is to be saved from their sins, to be forgiven of your sins. We can be forgiven, but we have to pay for our sins in hell. But when God provided salvation and forgiveness of sins, that's a proof that anything we need, God can provide. He purchased our need of salvation by dying on the cross for us. And only to that point, whatever you need for a lifetime and forevermore, God can provide. What do you need today? What do you need today? Come to God and ask Him. So let me tell you in the last verse, in the last point that I have in Christ, let this be a declaration to every one of us. Let's all read this together. 1, 2, 3, go. In Christ, I have contentment, strength, and provision in times of need. Whether that be today, bukas, sa mga susunod na linggo, susunod na taon, whenever you are in a time of need, remember, you can have joy because you have Christ. You are in Christ. You can be contented with what you have. You can be strengthened with what you have today so that you could look forward to the provision that God has for you tomorrow. I hope you don't leave and you don't let go and give up. Continue in your walk with God. Be joyful even in a time of need. What do you need today? Come ask God. Come and ask God. Let me invite everyone to bow down. Let's pray. Thank you, Father in heaven, that you have provided for us the greatest provision that any man would ever need. The provision of sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to die for us, for our sins on the cross, so that we would be forgiven, so that our sins would be paid for, erased, and have eternal life. Lord, na-secure mo nga eternal life namin, how much more the earthly things that we ask of you today, we know that you will provide. And we want to thank you with what we have right now. Sorry, Lord, if ever nag-grumble kami, sinabi namin na, Lord, bakit parang kulang? Lord, kung meron lang ako nito. Lord, I want more. We want to say sorry. And Lord, for what we have right now, we want to say thank you. In fact, why don't you pray to God right now? What are you thankful to God for today? What are you thankful about? I said last week, by prayer and thanksgiving, make your request known to God. But even in thanksgiving, you would find joy. Contentment, knowing that what God has given and God Himself is more than enough. Come to God right now. Be thankful. Talk to Him. Lord, salamat. Meron ako ito. Lord, salamat sa pamilya ko. Lord, salamat sa pag-aaral ko. Lord, maraming salamat nandito. Lord, salamat sa baon ko. Thank God right now. What you have today is God's gift for you. It's enough. Trust God. And with what you have right now, I believe when you're saying thank you to God with what you have right now, ask God to strengthen you. He's already strengthening you. How would you strengthen yourself in this one? Because you know, you need to trust God kasi I only have this. With what I have, you gave this, then I'm gonna trust you. Be strengthened right now so that you would continue to go on. Thank you, Lord, that I have more than enough. I have you. You are my strength. I can be content at all times. I can do all things according to your will. I can go on and face these challenges because you are my strength. Come and ask God for strength. If you need strength, come and ask God. What do you need God to provide for you? Come and ask Him now. Lord, our family needs this. Lord, I need this. Lord, I need a new cell phone so that I could text yung mga victory group ko, yung mga ni-reach out ko. Thank you. I know you would provide for us. Hindi araw-araw kailangan akong maglakad pa uwi. You would provide for me. Ask God. Pray for a job for my parents. Pray for tuition fee. Pray na kahit yung lahat ng utang ng pamilya namin, Lord, you would cover that in Jesus' name. Just come to Him. Continue to pray and ask God. Ask God personally. Thank you, Lord. You hear our prayers. You hear our heart's thankfulness to you, God. You hear our cry for strength. That we would continue to trust you, to love you, to know you, to depend on you and always. Lord, right now, we look forward for the provision that you're about to give to us. The things that we've been praying for, according to your good, pleasing, and perfect will, you will provide for it. Lord, you know our needs. You also know our wants. But we come to you knowing that you are our Father. Thank you that whatever we need, you would provide. From faith, from spiritual things, to material possessions, thank you that you are a great provider. We trust you and we love you. In Jesus' name.